Welcome in here to another week of Trojan Preview on KJN, our chance to talk Atlantic football with head coach Joe Brummer. Coach, thanks for joining us again.
Appreciate it. Thanks for stopping in.
Well, we'll just touch briefly here on last week. Obviously, a very tough opponent there in the Harlan Cyclones. They showed, you know, every bit kind of why they're number one ranked team in Class 3A. Just a lot of talented players out there, and sometimes that's the way it goes when a team's playing that well.
Yeah, we were talking to the kids after the game and kind of just discussed how that's going to be your toughest team that you play all year. Nothing against any of our opponents, knowing we've played in the past, but they're the real deal. They're good. They're fast. They're physical. And they can run the ball. They can throw the ball. They can pass pro, run block. Defense flies around. They have great special teams. You name it. Harlan's kind of got it, so it's going to be a tough out for anybody that goes up against them. But it's good competition. It's going to get us better. So we're all about playing the good teams and trying to kind of see where we stand.
Yeah, I guess maybe the one upside of that is, you know, you get in a game like that and obviously a team starts to pull out some of their starters and they're playing some other guys. It gives you an opportunity to work on some things with some other guys and maybe throw a few guys out there as well yourself. So, you know, hopefully that's a little bit what you can take away from it.
Yeah, we kind of shifted some guys around. We're kind of young in general. We're only having 8 or 9 seniors there, so a lot of our juniors have to step up and play anyway for us. So it's good experience for all our guys, especially going into next year when we'll get a lot of these guys back. So it's definitely a learning curve there and some experience that we got from that game, and we're just going to look forward from here on out.
Yeah. Well, now you get to go to work here against another district opponent here in Knoxville, another team that has struggled here throughout this season, but they picked up a win, broke a losing streak for them against Saydell. I guess what have you been able to gather here from this Panthers team?
Well, they're disciplined. In order to run the triple option offense that they do, they're definitely a disciplined team. They're trying to make you gap sound, and if you're not, they're going to exploit it. They definitely have two guys, the DeYoung kid and he's number 9. I was going to butcher his name, but his name's Gavin. It's the easier way of putting it. It's their 1-2 punch there. It's kind of thunder and lightning there with the young kid coming around the edge and being that lightning kind of speed guy that they run. A lot of their outside zone, a lot of outside stretch and jet out of their triple option with. And he's a weapon. He's dangerous, especially when he gets to the edge. He got to the edge against Saydell, and it was a long night for him. So definitely keeping contained, doing our job, make sure our outside backers are in the right spot to make the right play. And then Gavin, there's their big hammer back, as well as Hayden Jones. It's another kid, big kid that they rely on there as their fullback spot. It's kind of their 1-2 punch back there. So it's definitely a lot of guys doing a lot of the same things for them, but they have a multitude of young guys as well that are hungry and just got that first win. So it's going to be tough to definitely match up with them.
Well, and certainly something that provides a good challenge for you, because that has been something that's been a little bit tough for your team so far. Some teams have had some success getting around to the edge. I know, obviously, against ADM early in that game, that was something that you struggled with, trying to contain the outside. So I guess that's kind of maybe good, too. These guys know that this is something you struggled with, but, hey, we know what this team wants to do. Now you have to go out and prove that you can do it.
Yeah, we definitely were missing. We didn't have Easton O'Brien that game against ADM. Not an excuse, not a definite way of getting around it. ADM is still a great team. They still beat us to the edge. But I think if we have Easton there, we're making more of those tackles. We're more in the right spot there. It was just a tough one there that we had to not have Easton out there. And it's going to be good to have him back. He got a little bit of playing time in the Harlan game. He didn't come back till Thursday. He was a little not out of shape. Easton does a great job of running, but he was definitely not in game speed, especially with a Harlan team in game speed. So having him all week has definitely boosted some spirits, some morale, got some kids back to where they normally play instead of having to be shifted around. And I think the defense is going to respond really well with him back on the field.
Well, we talked a little bit about how Knoxville wants to attack it offensively. I guess when you flip it around and you see their defense, what are they lining up in there?
Oh, they're a 3-3 stack, so it looks like at times a 3-5, sometimes looks like a 5-3, depending if they want to walk those guys up or not. But their backers are stacked right behind their D linemen, so that way they can free those guys up so they can make plays. So this week's all about getting to that second level, staying on those down blocks. But if you don't get to the second level, then the D linemen have done their job there with occupying those blocks, making sure that our linemen can't get to their backers, and they just clean everything up. So it's definitely going to be a point of emphasis is getting to the second level, getting our guys out in space and being able to run.
Well, and you obviously had a tough stretch here of tough opponents and maybe haven't been able to get everything going on offense that you would like to. Have you noticed, I guess, from the guys that they're anxious and hungry to get out there and try to get something going offensively?
Yeah, the guys are definitely chomping at the bit. Last week, going 3 and out, punting 7 times, consistently gets a little frustrating. The kids were definitely showing that. But we show spurts there, brightness. First play of the game was a 7-8 yard run by Dante. We had to be able to contain and sustain that momentum throughout the game. And then we didn't really see a whole nother big flash until Gannon had his big play over the middle to make sure that our offense is more consistent, more keeping the ball moving, kind of, you know, getting those first downs to keep our defense off the field. We definitely, you exert more energy, you get more tired playing defense than you do offense. So it's definitely more of our job this week to try to stay on the field as long as possible.
Well, when you got a team like Knoxville here, you mentioned maybe he's going to be mixing it up on the front a little bit. Do you feel like running the football is something that you can have success with early?
Yeah, absolutely. That's something we always want to make a point of emphasis. We're trying to run the ball. We're trying to be a downhill running team, playing in the eye, being more aggressive, trying to make fullbacks great again, giving the ball to the fullback and trying to get them involved. But definitely something that we need to do a better job of, getting to that second level so we can have that success, getting those quick hitting plays, our trap game, lead, fullback dive, all of that going, so that way we can have that same success and sustain those drives. It's definitely going to be a point of emphasis for us.
Well, when you have a tough one like you did last week, you already kind of talked about it, but do you feel like the guys bounced back right away and were just ready to go back to work?
Oh, we had a good Monday. It was definitely some eye-opening stuff on film of what we need to get better at, and Aaron did a great job of letting us know what we need to get better at. But the kids did a really good job of not really getting offended or hurt or upset that we're just trying to coach them up and point out some mistakes that we could really fix and work on. And I think they did a great job of receiving that. We've had 2 really good days of practice this week on Tuesday, Wednesday with our full pads, and Thursday's looking to be the same.
Well, and it's homecoming week as well. It adds a little bit extra stuff going on for the guys, and it's always, you know, fun for the kids, I guess, to participate in some other activities. Everybody always likes to talk about whether or not that's a distraction. I guess I've just always seen it as it is a little bit, but it's part of school and it's part of the way the week goes. You feel like the guys, I guess, are anxious to go out there because I'm sure it'll be a great atmosphere for them.
Yeah, you can use it as a distraction or you can use it as energy. Hopefully our kids are not getting distracted up in that and using it more towards the positive energy part. Between they have dodgeball during the day, they have the dress-up days, they have the coronation, they have the parade. Thursday is a heck of a day for Atlantic. There's 2 middle school football games, 2 middle school volleyball games, and a home cross-country meet all at the same time. So it's definitely a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of energy, and a lot of stuff going on that our boys hopefully will use that energy in a positive way and not get distracted by it and take that into the game.
Well, and certainly you always hope that there's a great crowd on hand to come support the guys. I think the community's done a good job of that so far here this year. It was a pretty good crowd last week, and hopefully for homecoming they come out and support them.
Absolutely. I tried my best there. My Facebook and Twitter wasn't working as well as I'd wanted it to, but I got a couple sent out. But we're definitely trying to reach out and get back to the alumni. I sent some out to some more recent guys and was definitely hoping that with between you, Tom, Brian, the whole great coverage that we have, to try to get out and say as much as we can of that homecoming really means that we want our guys coming home. And that goes all teams, all spread. From over the years, if you had Walt Stein, Duff, Schelling, anybody and anybody, that we'd really love to have everybody come back. It's definitely a big deal to us now that we're going to set the precedence of that we take care of ourselves. We try to take care of our own, and we'd really love for all the old alumni and Atlantic people to come back and really make homecoming a coming home.
Yeah.
To try to make sure to check out the new Trojan Bowl and see what the kids are working hard and trying to put on a show for.
Yeah, and certainly a good opportunity here down the stretch for your team to finish the year strong and you know, kind of have something for you to springboard and work on here as well as you move into the second season of your tenure.
Yeah, absolutely. From here on out, we told the guys they're all winnable games. With Sadell, Knoxville, Creston, that they're all very good opponents, that if you don't show up, you're not going to win. But if we show up, do what we're supposed to, we have a chance. And we really want to end on that high note, finish well, finish in the district in the top half. And that's definitely a goal that we're going to try to set. And we were talking to the boys that it doesn't matter anymore, that there's no more moral victories. There's no more like, oh, we had a good day today, that if you don't win on Fridays, it's not what we're going for. Yeah. The end result's going to go 1-0 each week and get better and better. But if we don't win, not really, no one's going to pay attention.
Yeah. Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking some time to talk about your squad here again this week, and wish you the best of luck here.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. That's Atlantic head football coach Joe Brummer. That's going to do it for Trojan Preview here on KJN.